In the history of television, it's never been so funny, so dramatic, so totally
mind-blowing.
Wow.
Sunday, television's greatest night is the biggest live event of the year.
One, two, three.
Watch the best of the best face off.
And the Emmy goes to...
Jimmy Kimmel hosts the Emmys.
You don't watch, we're not friends anymore.
Live Sunday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific on ABC.
Tonight we're talking Basketball Wives LA. Angel Brink's party gets screwed up and Duffy vs. Tammy. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
You couldn't wait to come in with
that. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
How you keep from going under. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Basketball Wives LA AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by my dancing diva, Miss Sharjah Sam.
Miss Morticia Adams. Look at how ugly my hair is, guys. It's
look
a
at
long
her. She
story.
She's so mad at her hair, she's going to clock it before anyone else can clock it.
No, it is a long, long, long story. I'm the reason why we're late, because I have an Uber story from hell. I'll probably tweet through it later on. So if you're not following me on Twitter, you might want to head over there within the next 2 hours, because I am actually livid right now, but I'm excited to be here with you, Jesse, to talk Tammy and the girls.
Girl, can I just tell you, I love Tammy so much.
You know what? I do too. She's
I
so likable.
I can't even, like, I want to smoke a cigarette with you, Tammy. Like, I just want to go outside when something Ooh. Deep is happening, just smoke a cigarette with her and just hear all the tea and hear Tammy's real thoughts.
Get Bonnet Chronicles live in the flesh.
Honey, I don't feel like she did Bonnet Chronicles with a cigarette. She's going to be somebody else. All right. So let's finish it. So from the last party, from the episode, we saw Jackie was crying. She felt used, abused. She can't breathe. I mean, I was waiting for a Black Lives Matter protest to come happen at the rate she was screaming, I can't breathe. Girl.
Eric Garner reference. Google, folks.
I'm just saying, like, you out here in this dress that you've been wearing for hours.
You know, sometimes when you wear constricting clothing,
it gets tighter
and
on you
drink. Yeah, I've worn bodycon dresses
as
before.
You're drinking, you're like
the band-aid dress with the 6-inch heels. I mean,
six
what girl
inch
hasn't? Well, actually, there's plenty of girls who haven't, but I come from that side of the tracks, and there have been times where I felt, but my dresses have never been that tight. They're tastefully tight. I mean, you know, they're not like,
but this is what you get, like, when you last minute you rush in for a dress and you don't try it on before in few minutes before you're gonna wear it downstairs.
Yeah.
Might have wanted to have a backup dress.
So Jackie's antics, and I think I discussed this earlier. Oh, can we get the live feed, by the way? Is it not working? Or
he'll probably pull it up.
But I think I discussed this during the last show, or within the last two shows, like in context, how Jackie ended up breaking the event planner's glasses when she trampled over her. That was a mess.
And the event planner let us know that those glasses were broken later in the episode.
Yeah.
Jackie tramples over the event planner, runs through the party to get this dress off. Apparently, now she's saying the dress wasn't even finished. It's so tight that it wasn't finished, apparently.
Like, Jackie was on one. I ended up tweeting this. Like, she was really on one. She said, and this is a direct quote, "This dress, you could throw this shit in the garbage. I don't give a fuck." You all know I don't like using profanity.
But I love it. So Jackie runs up on Angel, Love, and Tammy as they're outside. And Angel's telling Tammy what's going on. And Tammy's sitting there like, oh, I don't know if I should have been in there for this or not.
Right. Now, what I will say is they cut so much out of this. Like, so much out of this scene. This could have been a whole other scene out on the sidewalk. Because when Jackie emerged, first of all, Angel was having just a regular, degular, schmegular, shout out to Cardi B, conversation with Tammy. And when Jackie ended up emerging on the sidewalk.
Were you in the car at this time?
Yes. Okay. I was in the car behind Angel Love, because they had, when I saw Angel Love barricade, like rushing towards the door, my boss was like, "Shar, go get the car." So I pulled the car up on the side as she was getting in there, like, "No, stay out and talk to Tammy," because she was about to just be like, "Whatever, Tammy."
Right.
So she converses with Tammy, but what you all don't see, which is what really happened, is when Jackie came from the party, so did Sunday Carter and the rest of the
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So it was a whole other episode of production and security trying to back them off because, again, it escalated to something. But it was so, I think it would have made Jackie look so bad that maybe it was production's, you know, call to, even though it wasn't really Jackie instigating it, it was the Goonies.
Jackie instigated this entire thing because the whole time she's sitting there, I want to say she was yelling, "Tamika, Tamika, like, go, don't worry."
But that
don't.
Was on the inside of the part.
No, that was outside.
Oh, really?
Afterwards, when she was going to run up, she was like, "Nah, Tamika, just do it. Just go. Just go." I don't know what she was telling this person to do or what. It may not have even been Tamika. That's a name just coming to my head right now. Jackie, you look crazy. Like, this was by far the craziest thing I have seen Miss Jackie Christie do on this show. Like, just hands
and
down.
I got a few tweets yesterday from people saying that they saw me. And I was like, I watched the episode and I didn't see me. But my feelings were kind of hurt, production, because they blurred out my name. When Brandy opens the car door and says, "Drive off," Brandy said that like four times. "Char, drive off. Char, you need to drive off." And so when it aired, it just looks like she's like, "Drive off."
Like a driver, yeah.
Yeah, like it was just some type of driver.
So then you drive Angel Love off and Angel Brink shows up. In which Jackie walks
with
up
Lil
to
Kim.
Her. With Lil' Kim. And Jackie walked up to her thinking she was Lil' Kim in a damn robe with her titty hanging out.
I
like,
say her aerial.
Angel!
Yeah.
Jackie, I'm going to need you to tie that up before you approach somebody at the party. Now, I can imagine you just getting out of a tour bus with Lil' Kim, the things you guys did inside that tour bus. So now as you're stepping off that tour bus and you have this woman in your face, I mean, that's just a lot, Jackie.
And it's embarrassing.
And yeah, especially like this is your moment. Like, you're so late to your event. You're thinking like,
you're thinking
oh,
about
it's
to make an entrance.
Bomb.
You're coming in with Kimberly Denise Jones.
And you got Jackie Christie running up in a robe. So now I wish, this is why, Angel, see, you should have came in because we would have been real nice to you. I just want to know what you were thinking in your mind
right
when this woman came running
well,
up
I
to
think
you
she did a
sense.
Good job of voicing it because Angel was mortified. Like, literally, she would not let it go. Of course, who won? If I threw together some event to celebrate something of mine.
What happened, y'all? It's Stranger Things again up in here.
You guys have got to stop doing that.
They just be opening up doors, coming
they
up in through
the doors,
through the ground and stuff.
And, you know, I be getting scared, you know? Yesterday, there was almost a security breach.
Oh.
I was watching something at the first TV, and the buzzer went off, and some homeless guy just opened the door. I said, "Who let this homeless guy open the door?"
Until you
well,
find
I'm
out he
here.
Until you find out he hosts in Shark Tank over here.
Well,
on
you
Apple.
Know what? They probably did it because I was at the front. I'm joking.
I can't with you.
But anyway, yeah, production always scares me with that. Sorry, guys. But anyhow, Jackie Angel was very, very mortified, and she did not let that go. She let everyone know that entire night how embarrassed she was. But she was able to snap back into it for the sake of the party.
I mean,
she was on stage with Kim. You know, it was all over the Shade Room, Baller Alert. If you guys go back to the March
I don't even, WorldStar just posted actually a really good video from the whole event, and I was actually floored to be like, wait, this is the same event? Because
it was nice.
The WorldStar hip hop video that they put up, you would have never even
I'm
thought Jackie
you,
touched
was,
a doorknob in there.
It was really nice.
Was
it was
like,
a really
women,
nice event.
Y'all should have showed the other half of the party. Cause
Jackie's antics aside, they may not have been cleared to. Because, you know, there were a lot of cameras in there. There were plenty of cameras in there. But if you reveal something, you know, you think about it, we saw people recording Jackie's antics on their cell phones and nothing ever leaked. So production wasn't playing around with people.
Sure wasn't. They were like, we gonna know everyone's
phone
number in here.
They do not mind slapping you with the lawsuit either. Let me be the first to tell you.
Congratulations, Brinks. That's just a cute moment, big moment for you, 5 years. The next day, both the angels meet up. Brinks feels responsible for the girls attacking Angel, that they keep attacking Angel Love, which you did bring the girls in there. But at the same time, Angel Love is a grown woman. You know,
Brinks had on very interesting earrings in this scene. Someone shout out to the big triangle. Yeah, shout out to Look at Dustin. He's one of my favorite people. He tweeted me and said that her earrings literally looked like the doors of the church.
Yeah,
and they did look like the doors of the church. They were about 4 inches,
and here are the steeples
long. 2 inches wide, like they look like, you know, like something that you'd open double door. But this was interesting conversation between the two angels.
It was all right. It was like a cute moment. I think it was really just more of a moment like, okay, we need a scene where we're going to read Jackie for filth. Because yeah. Then the event planner comes in with a dress.
Yeah.
Talking about it's ripped. My dress was ripped.
That dress just looked like, when she brought that dress, it just looked like a ball of black mesh and gold sequence.
And the biggest shade is that Angel had the seamstress there.
Yeah, and the seamstress was like,
she had no respect for it.
She does not deserve it. Yeah, I would feel that way too. If I was, I'm trying to imagine, y'all know I can't, well, I can do like little hand stitching. But if I put piece together something nice for someone and it comes back and I happen to see that it is like totally wrecked and ravaged beyond repair, I'm going to be insulted too. I'm going to have some 2 cents to chime in as well. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Boom. I have actually a little 2 cents right here, y'all. We got a live read from ABC. It is the Ooh. Emmy Awards. So in the history of television, it's never been so funny, so dramatic, or so good. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, we're really kind of in television's golden age right now. The Americans, Transparent, Masters of None, Downton Abbey... I mean, television's pretty good right now.
It is.
And on Sunday, September 18th, television's greatest night is the biggest live event of the year. You guys can watch the show that celebrates great television, the Emmy Awards. That's right. There's no better night to watch the best of the best face off and see if your favorite shows are going to win. Plus, you can see what everyone's wearing on the red carpet, who looks as hot in real life as they do on their shows. So make sure you guys are there. One of the funniest men on television,
yes.
My favorite, Jimmy Kimmel, is going to be hosting the Emmys live Sunday, September 18th, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on ABC.
I also want to take time to shout out Transparent Season 3. It premieres, I want to say, this week. If not this week, then this month. Keep your eyes peeled. If you have Amazon Prime and you watch that, you may see a familiar face on Season 3 of Amazon Prime's Transparent. And I want to shout out Her Story Show.
Go ahead, girl.
I'm just saying, it's just a show on YouTube. It's got 6 episodes created by Jen Richards, who we know from I Am Kate. Mm-hmm. And it's so great. Every episode is like maybe 8 to 15 minutes. So they're short, but they pack a lot in. It's on YouTube. Type in Her Story, like history, but Her Story, one word, show. Space show, of course. It's good. It's compelling TV. It's good.
All right.
And they were Emmy nominated. That's why I want to shout them out.
So, boom. Make sure you guys check that out. September 18th, Sunday, Jimmy Kimmel's going to be hosting the Emmys.
I love Jimmy.
Me too. He's my favorite. All right. So, Jackie in this damn dress. It's all done. So, now we see Jackie with Malaysia and Tammy.
I loved this scene because Tammy was so on trend with her eye makeup. Now, this is things that I noticed. You know what I'm saying? For her to have, like, the monochromatic smoky... Because there's this new trend. I know that you probably wouldn't know because, I mean, you're not a makeup wearer. You're, you know, whatever. I would say you're a guy, but that's, like, not politically correct because plenty of men wear makeup now. But anyway. So, there's this new smoky eye look that everyone's doing. And Tammy had it. It's where you put a dark color actually, like, around your tear duct, still on the lid... dark on the outer corner, and then you put like a metallic right in the middle, and then you know you blend it all together and put something in your crease. But it's so when you open your eye, it does something with the metallics that's like right above your actual eye. It's a new technique for smoky eyes. Look it up, guys, if you haven't seen it. I know that Sir John is doing like some tutorial. He's Beyonce's key makeup artist.
Why are you not doing these tutorials? Like, the kids live for your advice. Like, literally, their host would be like, Jesse, you're friends with Char. Like, what's
no,
up? Can you can you give me the hookup? Like, can I be Char's friend?
You
so she
know
can
that
do
I
my
used
makeup.
To be a makeup artist back in the day. That's how I supported myself through college. However, I talk now.
That's
but
right.
Take a look at it. And like I said, Sir John, who is Beyonce's key makeup artist, he does it a lot on Beyonce. A matter of fact, the whole Super Bowl look that she had this year when she was with Coldplay and Bruno Mars, she had the same smoky eye look with golds and bronzes and browns and stuff. So look it up. And Tammy, if you, like I said, if you want a reference, go back and look at the episode when she's in the bar. Yeah, it's the bar scene because I tweeted about it.
it's so interesting to hear Jackie's side of the story.
I asked Twitter about this, too.
What, about her side?
Yeah, I asked them, did it make sense? Some people replied and said, it makes sense now, like it adds up, because now it's letting me know that she really does need help. This isn't a game. And some people were like, yeah, it does make sense. One person whose tweet Jackie ended up favoriting, I saw that, sis. But he said that he believes that Angel was using Jackie. Because this, listen to his reasonings. This is Cyrus. He's in the live feed a lot of the times, but he says without Jackie to wheel in the other castmates, who would have filmed with her?
No, legit.
It wouldn't have been like as big of a.
Jackie is making this season because it's like I looked at that event, right? So it's like none of the girls even like Angel to have even been there. They stayed because the party was going to be popping. It had real life celebrities mm-hmm. there, and they're like, okay, well, wait a minute, I might be able to hang out here. But Jackie was your friend. Jackie left. Y'all should have left.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense of it. But Jackie was the entertainment. No one would. We wouldn't have even cared. We wouldn't have had Angel's Party be two episodes long if it wasn't for Jackie. Mm-hmm. Jackie brought us the entertainment. That's where I get in my head of like, does Jackie really care? Or is Jackie just like, look, I got my husband, my kids, my life is solid. Let me give the kids some entertainment.
Now see, these are the tweets. Amber myself said, this is at Amber myself on Twitter. She said, I get why she's mad at Angel Brinks. I'm still very lost as to why she took it out on Angel Love.
Because she was mad at Angel Brinks and Angel Love came to the defense of Brinks.
Well, she just wanted to know why. I don't think she was defending Brinks. If we rewatched the scene,
but in a drunk,
she was like, "But why, Jackie?"
Person's mindset.
True. And then K Monique Marie, that's Marie with two R's, said, "Absolutely, it confirmed." She put "confirmed" in all caps that Jackie really, in all caps, is in need of help. And then Mrs. Shantae 85 said, "Yes." But her actions weren't warranted at all.
Agreed. Here's the thing. I'm kind of... Look, Jackie, I do believe you were used because I know how these events work. And I know that a lot of them, whether you are a celebrity or not, they look for the hookup. And so if you are giving a bunch of bottles...
But again, and then that's another point that no one really failed to, no one really mentioned is that Jackie, upon entering the party, was upset because Bossard was supposed to be a sponsor. It was nowhere on the scrolling marquee. It wasn't on the step and repeat red carpet. It
wasn't even at the bar.
And it was at the bar, but remember it was hidden.
They didn't even
and she
know
said,
what it was.
This belongs up front. And then when she went to go take her seat in her section, it was on the floor with the other, but like you said last week, it didn't seem like tables were set up.
Quite yet.
But so, yeah.
Like, it seemed to me as if the whole Jackie flip out happened before the party really started.
It did. Because that was prior to me, or most of that was prior to me and Angel Love even arriving.
Okay.
Because, you know, they do different call times. Right. So we want Jackie here at 6. Angel Love comes at 8, for example.
Which is why it's kind of like, okay, so Jackie was clearly there before the party was set up. Maybe her stuff wasn't. Mm-hmm. Properly in its place,
which could have been in the storyline. You don't know, like to set her up to get her. Like she's still there while people breaking down tables and you know, helping and stuff. But could you imagine if that whole party would have been off the Bossard? It would have been something crazy.
That would have only made it to World Star Uncut.
Yes, it would have been something crazy.
Speaking of World Star Uncut, Brandy and Duffy are feeling a little bit. With this barbecue and grills. Shout out to Miss Ebony. I see you, girl, with your little...
I worked with Brandy this day.
Oh, really?
The day that they went grocery shopping and stuff to plan this barbecue. And it was like it was so messy. What you all saw was what the conversation was in the grocery store. The grocery store, the initial idea wasn't messy, but when they went to go get the grills fitted and put nicknames and stuff... That was 100% mess.
Really?
Oh, yes.
So we'll see it on the barbecue
Well,
day
no, they said that they wanted for Tammy Streets with the question mark, because she always talking about the streets are talking, but what streets are you talking about? And a few others that they had. So they're not letting the ladies pick out. You'll see the barbecue.
That's so interesting. So they're there. We get Malaysia shows up with Tammy. And I thought it was just really interesting to see Tammy's attitude with Duffy. Like, at first when Malaysia was talking, she was like, no, you'll like your... Duffy said to her, you'll like
your grill. Grill.
But I can't say the same for Tammy.
Right.
And the way Tammy looked over at Duffy was like, I've been done with you, and this was the final straw.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out what happened in between then. Is it just that you're sitting here and you're like, okay, girl, I put you in this place of the director of my daughter's music video, and I haven't heard anything for the past week?
That was awful. That was awful
that
when Tammy and Duffy asked the question. She like, well, you should be telling me you're the director.
Okay, was this a little bit edited to make Duffy look crazy?
No. Well, I, in all honesty...
Because it looked like Duffy was very Kenya Moore.
In all honesty,
situation.
I felt that it wasn't communicated on either side that well.
Okay.
Like, Tammy wasn't communicating with Duffy that well. Duffy was... So when you're not communicating with me, it's safe to assume, like, I mean, yeah, I'm going to still work on it, but I'm not being paid for this, and so it's going to be on the back burner. Duffy still has a family to tend to. Tammy's kids are grown. Duffy's son isn't. She's filming. She's got a fiance. So, I mean, who's to say?
When is the video shoot? Girl, I'm going to need you to know that. And then I'm definitely going to need you when I say, did you get the cars? You're going to say, yeah. Brandy, Malaysia, can I use your car?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say, did you get your car? The cars right now
yeah.
in front of me? Because I could have asked the two girls myself. Because when Malaysia looked at Tammy and was like, I got you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even look at Duffy like...
I asked people because Duffy was switching it up. You know, sometimes in some scenes she had the crop cut and the or the finger waves, and then mm-hmm. in the confessional she'd have the long hair. So I asked my Twitter feed, do they prefer Duffy? I took a poll. You all know I always take a poll.
Long hair gives me UPN.
And I asked, do you like her short or long? 61% short,
yeah.
and 39% long. So majority, I like Duffy short too.
Yeah,
it just fits her.
Mm-hmm. All right, Duffy says, okay, well, what time is the shoot at? Tammy, I gotta say, Tammy, to me, held her composure.
Yeah, because that's
been
frustrating.
Looking at her like, girl, and then don't ever have the audacity to say to me, I'm not a morning person.
That's and see, I am.
Now, girl,
and that's why I don't get along with a lot of people. You know, I'm up at like 5:30 a.m. on most days.
But like, I get I'm not paying you, right? But like, at the same time, you're clearly doing this because we both can build off of it.
Right.
So to come in with I'm not a morning person versus like I can't do it in the mornings because I tend to these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, that's the more that see you have tact, Jesse. That's the more tasteful way of putting it. Well, and you know, I don't think I can do mornings because I have A, B, and C to do.
Right.
Not well, I'm not a morning person, so how about noon?
And then you ain't gonna tell me you ain't gonna handle the videographer? You are the director.
Where did Tammy get the idea that the videographer was coming in from Egypt? Because Duffy was like, wait a minute, no, he's coming from Dallas. That part was confusing to
that
me.
Was
Who
confusing.
Told you Egypt?
And not only that, but why do you need a plane to go to the videographer? Wouldn't you need the videographer to come to you?
I thought that's what the beef, well, what the debate
what it,
was about. Yeah, it was about who's purchasing his plane ticket.
Okay, that's what it was.
To get him here.
And that's the other thing with Duffy that was like, maybe it was just the context was wrong, but she was like... so wait, am I handling the videographer? And she was like, yeah, the videographer that you chose. And she said, yeah, that you're paying.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she's funding it doesn't mean she's going to do... That means she's funding it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's giving you the money to go search out and put together
this
project.
And when I hear funding... See, this is why it's so important that everything's on paper. Because when I hear funding, off top, I think, okay, Tammy's funding where the location's going to be... As far as payment of any background dancers, as far as payment of anything that we may need for the set. That's what I hear when I hear funding.
Yeah.
I don't hear she's flying out videographer. I don't get that from that. So that's why things like intricacies need to be worked out.
See, like that, like to me it would be more like, I could understand.
You can
like,
you're in Los
I
Angeles.
I mean, that's what's crazy. Like,
you can go to Craigslist and find videographers. Are you kidding?
And
this is the
you're
city.
You're on a reality show and you have reality. Like,
this
there's
is
just
the
so
city.
Many ways to
you're
be
in
like,
L.A. You're not in Dubuque, Iowa.
We need some interns.
Like, you're not in Dubuque, Iowa. I could see if that was the struggle. You are in Los Angeles.
You're going to fly someone up from Atlanta. I mean, from
Dallas.
Dallas.
For what? When you probably got someone here who's more talented that'll do it for half the price. You know, if they're new. Don't
mm-hmm.
let them be seasoned.
Okay.
Don't let them be 2 years into
Don't let
LA.
Them know their worth.
Right, right. You get them fresh off the plane, honey, and let them do it for half.
Welcome to LA. That's all you're going to hear. Be like, I had the perfect opportunity.
Yes. And you just be so excited. We've all fallen in that trap.
Girl,
I feel
you
like.
You'd be sitting in an opportunity for years. Like,
being
well,
worked
shit.
To the bone because you're just so excited to be presented with some damn opportunity. And you got to know that worth. And add tax.
Jackie had an opportunity this episode to sit with Chantel. And
her daughter's so pretty. I have to go on record to say her daughter's nice. I was nervous meeting her daughter because I've met all of Jackie's family. I met Doug Jr. Because, you know, Jackie loves me. Mm-hmm. But I've met Chantel in a party setting for one of the upcoming episodes. And I was like, I really like her. I was a little apprehensive because if you all can think back to former seasons, yep. Remember the her and Drea beef? That girl can get intense. She, you know, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. That is Jackie's daughter. But she is so sweet and she's just so pretty. I love her.
She's everything. She is wicked pretty. All right, so she's trying to get out of Chantel if Doug has any other social media other than Twitter. She thinks he only has Twitter, in which she's stalking his followers because she's confused as to why he is following other women and not him. She also gave him a rule that he can't take pictures with fans. Sorry, that's Wags. Excuse me. Wrong show.
But this part was funny to me. By the way, I just want to go on record to say, I did not know that Jackie and Chantel ate at that restaurant. You know, the one up in Sherman Oaks. That's what remember I told you I saw Ashley at a restaurant? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it. I forgot the name of it, and I don't even want to slander them, but I just want to say that it's not good. I went there one time, and I was there with Jackie, ironically, in between scenes, but we sat at different tables. And one of my friends, Chris, was there eating. And you know I love a good peel and shrimp. Peel and eat shrimp. You know my background. You know, yeah. The shrimp was like greasy.
I can't.
It had like a no seasoning. And then this, they ordered an appetizer and it was like bacon wrapped shrimp. So I was like, oh, this was like fried shrimp, you know, bacon wrapped. Why not? It was disgusting.
I
How
just feel
do you
like
mess
LA's
up a bacon wrapped shrimp?
With shrimp period.
Well, I like hot and juicy. Mm. They have not disappointed me.
I mean, it's, you know what I mean? Like,
even though sometimes their garlic seasoning can be a little like it sticks with you. There was one type of seasoning I ordered and it was so thick it was almost like ragu spaghetti sauce.
You've never been to the Boiling Crab, huh?
No, I've never. Everybody keeps telling me about the Boiling Crab. I've never eaten there though. But anyway, the place that Jackie and Chantel ate was gross to me, but apparently they liked it. But anyway, she finds out that he has an Instagram.
Well, that he might have an Instagram, and she's gonna find out the screen name and shut shit down.
She was so serious. She's like, and then Chantel was like, I can't pull it up my phone's dead. And Jackie's like, well, as soon as I take off this wet glove, we're going to go through my phone and we're going to find it. Chantel.
But I love that she did. But you know what? I love that Jackie was like, but I'm going to finish this shrimp. Because right. She didn't take that glove off. Because once you take those gloves off, there ain't no putting that glove back on.
You're going to have to ask for a new pair. And I don't even wear the gloves. I know it's savage of me, but I don't.
I'll just go out there with all that red stuff in your nail.
And you wash your hands really mm-hmm. well.
Because them wet naps don't be doing nothing.
No. Oh, your hands will be smelling fishy all day.
I love that Jackie said, no, you know what? Or Chantel said, girl, like, you just care too much. Like, and I love that that's the place that they come from. Like,
mm-hmm. Well, she knows her mom. Could you imagine having Jackie as a mom? Could you imagine parent-teacher? Well, I think Jackie's kids, both of them were homeschooled. But could you imagine being one of their teachers if they were in parent-teacher conference? Like, if I heard that Mr. Christie wasn't coming in at all and it was Mrs. Christie, I'd have to brace myself. Because I could just see Jack. What do you mean she's getting a C? We don't get C's. I don't play that.
We're going to call her on the phone right now. I'm going to wake her up and we're going to have this conversation. But
give
Jackie
them both artists holiday gifts. You know, to the teacher.
Jackie said she's going to change over this crab feast. So, you know, maybe
okay,
it will happen. Tammy meets up with Yudi, her stylist, who was real excited mm-hmm. to have Miss Tammy push Miss Duffy aside because I feel like this position was going to be presented to Yudi beforehand.
Okay.
And since Duffy was in the mix, Duffy kind of got it because he was real too quick to be like, when's she getting fired?
He was. And I asked you, here comes another Twitter poll. I said, whose team are you on? An overwhelming 79% said Team Tammy, 21% Team Duffy. My Duffy thing, crossed the line last
she crossed
night
the line
with when, don't get your ass beat in front of your daughter.
Oh, wait, woo! wait. Before we even get there, because okay. Let's just talk about the firing of. So, because I was kind of iffy about it. Like, okay, yes, talk to your team. But I also think instead of like I hate people like bringing people into dramatic situations. You could have made a phone call to Duffy. I get we're on a show, though. But like, you could have given her some sort of like
the whole dramatic. Can everybody leave the room, please? It was so Players Club.
Yeah, that. And it's just kind of like, I don't know. I look at Duffy and it's like, all right, Duffy, you had a job to do. You were in charge. Like the position was you were the boss.
The HBIC.
Which means you have to keep everybody
in formation.
Right. Okay. Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? Just keep everyone on check, everyone in formation, and let them know you doing the job that you said you were going to do. So Tammy doesn't feel this way. Now, after that first conversation with Tammy, even though you were a little upset,
when they were getting the grills done.
The grills. You should have
cleaned
after
it
that.
Up. Cleaned. I would have cleaned it up.
Look, I know Tammy were upset, but I wanted to give this to Jazz and let you guys know.
I'm one
know.
Of those people that if I feel like I'm falling short in a workplace environment, for example, before you even, the next time, before you can even form your lips to ask the question, it's already answered. Check your email. I will send you bullet point of like, I freak out about stuff like that because you'll never be able to say you got me.
Tammy, we go to the Jazz's video fitting and,
oh, and Tammy was being shady with that meeting because she was like, I was where you're still trying to be. Don't come for mama. I was signed in 92.
Honey, you know what I mean? Signed, sealed, and then, you know, might have been delivered, but that's fine. We're still
she
signed.
She was a rap. I saw a clip.
Really?
She actually retweeted. Someone tweeted it to me, one of the ABTV viewers, and I tweeted it to her. And she was in a girl group a la, you know, TLC, like two singers, one rapper. And she was the rapper, and she's actually was pretty good.
I could see it, honestly.
She's a good actress, too, but she was a pretty good rapper. I don't know why it fell through.
I see something really big happening for her very soon.
With Tammy. I see like a show or something.
I don't know what kind of show, though. I don't know why I also
Late
get
night.
Actress or something. No, more acting-wise, like in that world.
I could see that. She's a great actress. Or I could see her with a late-night talk show, like a Chelsea Lately.
Okay.
She has the personality for it.
Tammy's like,
on BET.
I'm getting into, well, as long as they don't do the overhead of that Monique show. Because I heard about that. Tammy gets into her zen mode. She starts talking to Duffy. And I'm just like, again, probably not the most appropriate way to do this. Especially with Udi and Jazz sitting right there. It's just kind of like,
well, at least Tammy was
courteous
enough.
Someone's unprofessional.
To excuse everyone else from the room. Yeah. Now, if she would have kept everyone else in there, that would have been. But see, I'm one of those people who has my ear pressed up to the door. You can't excuse me from a room in a messy situation.
But I'm also kind of like, as for your daughter's sake, like, maybe you should have let your daughter almost take the
No, I know what you're saying, but
because it's like, here's a moment where she has to, even though she may be cool
down.
With Duffy and think Duffy's cool, you know what I mean? Like,
but
mama
Tammy
will
may
sit
be
behind.
Isn't Tammy managing her daughter?
Yeah.
So that is how I view it. My manager or agent or whatever is doing all the dirty work. I'm not getting involved with that. I'm the talent, darling. I'm the client.
Duffy, you can't fire somebody you're not paying. Bye.
Actually, that is not true. You can absolutely fire someone that you're not paying.
Because you just got fired. She said, your favor is not needed.
Interns get fired.
Your favor is not needed. I don't need... And then that's where Duffy came up with the, I don't need to beat you in front of your daughter. And here's where we're ending the show.
Ooh.
Because, bitch, if you ever... Like, and I know you didn't mean it.
Oh, it was so funny when Jazz stood in front of Tammy. Tammy was like... And moved her.
Like, I know Duffy didn't really mean it in a... I want to believe that
in
she didn't
way.
Mean it in a malicious, like in a way that she, like I don't really see Duffy of hitting
if someone says I don't want your daughter to see you get your ass beat or anything along those lines,
I'm gonna assume
that's
that
malicious intent.
Yeah,
that is a bona fide threat. Excuse me.
See, I just guess I don't believe a lot of people's conversations, like when they say things, because I just like looking
it's
at
not
this
a matter
girl.
Of belief. It's a matter of a line that you cross.
Well, my thing would be like, please beat my ass in front of my daughter right here, so you can see the consequences from
First
what you
of all,
think.
Duffy don't want them problems.
I understand that, but but now I'm even more excited to see this Portugal trip because.
Does that mean that this is rounding off? Because you know we only got 2 more weeks left of WAGs. so excited.
But this, we don't get two more weeks.
I know. We have a few more. It should be done by...
like 4 to 5 more episodes, I would say.
Yeah, hopefully before Halloween.
But all I'm
just excited that Wags is about to come to a close.
Girl, you and me both. And we got to go talk about that right now. But that's fine. I'm excited to see where this is about to go, because I think that this, the Duffy and Tammy has taken the cake. Like, this is really, like, because I believe it. I'm here for it.
And this
is
an explosive season, and they're going to order a season 6.
I just can't, if Duffy gets one lick on Tammy this season, if Duffy gives a Beats by Drea, a Beats by Duffy.
Or if Tammy.
No.
Why are you short changing Tammy?
I'm not sure.
Tammy's
because what I believe is going to happen is Tammy is going to get Miss Duffy together,
now,
and Duffy
way,
will not be on season 6.
Jackie, if you're watching, remember, you said I could have one of those 6 tickets for the reunion. I'm trying to be in the reunion.
Girl, I seen John Sally at the airport. I should have been like, sir.
Oh, I forgot. He hosts.
I know. But he's, I actually like him as a host. Because he's so, like...
he's so mess. He's so mess.
And he's not supposed
like
to be
black
there.
Then Andy
it makes
Cohen.
It, yeah, it's just, that's what makes it
mess.
Great. I'm here for it. All right, let's head into predictions. Squirt. All right.
No we problem. Said let's head into predictions.
And now,
all right, so we're getting a Portugal trip, Duffy versus Tammy, and this barbecue party. Were you at the barbecue party?
No, I was not there that day.
Okay.
I was either with someone else or I was off. But I had friends that were at the barbecue. I was mad that I wasn't at the barbecue because, you know, Texas is like a second home to me because of college.
Oh, I'm going to get ribs after this.
Are we going to eat them during Wags?
Girl. During Love and Hip Hop that you're going to stay for. Jackie tells a girl to walk up to Brinks and tell Brinks that she fucked his man. Here's the other tea, actually. Like, and maybe this is why. So, like, they're going to, on the grills, get her man, Tyreek Evans' name on the grill.
And they're separated right now.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of tea. Like, he's like, she's a beard for him, and that's not really his man, and that, like, STDs.
Their relationship is real.
And power bottoming, and, like, men being...
Is she doing pegging? Is she peggy?
Is that...
You didn't see last night's episode.
Oh.
Tio was talking about topping the boys.
No. It, from rumor has it is that Angel's more of like the mama, like she sends hooks Tyreek out with some of her friends.
Oh, well, that's different.
You know, that Bay blog area gets real messy with all the tea that comes out. I also heard that the parent that we saw on the show isn't really her real parents.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That she doesn't really claim her real family. And she's not really Armenian?
No, she's Armenian. She's Armenian, Mexican, and something else.
Yeah. But
but the Armenian is like a small, like, yeah. I think she's more so Mexican.
But so, yeah, so, Angel, we'd love to have you in studio.
I'm going to be Mexican. I don't want to get attacked.
No, it is
Mexican.
I heard it was Mexican.
I'm going to say Latinx. That's the PC term.
Well, the blogs
umbrella.
Be saying
it's
Mexican.
An umbrella term, really. I want to be fair to everyone.
That's fine. Well, we're going to get more tea next week, and I can't wait to see what's about to happen on this Portugal trip, and I know Shari ain't going to tell me nothing.
Nope.
But that's fine. You guys can catch us. We're going to be here all night long for Wags and Love and Hip Hop. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
You keep trying to make Fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
She will be here for Love and Hip Hop.
You all can find me everywhere at Shar Says So. Tweet me. Talking to you all has calmed me down from that horror Uber experience. And we'll see you all next for Wags.
Boom. Hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.